It's a huge privilege. HMS Medway, I think, represents the future. You know, we are the second of five brand new offshore patrol vessels, far larger than the earlier offshore patrol vessels that the Navy currently has. And we're able, as a platform, to do so much more. So I can see the ships providing an ability to be deployed around the world as and when the government may require.
And you sort of said earlier how that sort of role might develop and how she's designed to be able to carry that out. Tell me a little bit more of the specifics of how she operates and what she's like to be in command of and drive.
Okay, well, the ship itself is an ocean going platform, so you know, we're 2,500 tons, 91 meters. We can do sort of 25-26 knots, about 30 miles an hour. We can go for 5,000 or 6,000 miles on a single tank of fuel, so that in itself provides an element of flexibility. You know, we are training at the moment and developing so that we can be in a position to be forward deployed wherever the government may require from sometime next year.
What was it like sort of standing up on the podium today and addressing your crew and
highlight of my career? I've commanded two ships before Medway, and this is very special to be the first, captain, to be the first part of the crew. You get to set the agenda, you get to shape the ship, and you know, your ship is a living, breathing thing, and the crew have been superb and instrumental to that. So yeah, that highlight of my 17 years in the Navy was standing there today and addressing them. This is the only time the ship will be formally commissioned into the Royal Navy, and the ship will, you know, have a 25 to 30 year lifespan. So I think to come to your namesake river, which, you know, the ship is named after, to Chatham, to a place which is so uniquely connected to the Royal Navy, it's a complete honour.